Four Lincoln teams are part of this week's NSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament that starts today at Pinnacle Bank Arena and the Devaney Sports Center. Things get rolling shortly after 3 o'clock this afternoon in Class C2 as Lincoln Lutheran takes on Hardington Cedar Catholic at Devaney. We'll have coverage of that here on KFOR. Then tonight, just before 7:45 in Class A, will be Lincoln Southeast taking on Omaha Westside. That too on KFOR, all brought to you by members of the KFOR Sportscasters Club. We'll have the Class B quarterfinal with Norris and Bennington tomorrow night at 6 at KFORnow.com. The other Lincoln area team competing is Malcolm. They'll open up with Omaha Concordia tomorrow morning at 9 in Class C1. The Nebraska women's basketball team had 3 players named to Big Ten All-Conference teams and honorable mention roles Tuesday. Junior Alexis Markowski captured first-team All-Big Ten honors. Senior Jazz Shelley added second-team accolades. And freshman Natalie Potts was named honorable mention. Meanwhile, the Husker women's basketball team is preparing for the Big Ten tournament up in Minneapolis, receiving an opening round bye today, but will play tomorrow afternoon around 2 o'clock against the winner between number 12 Purdue and number 13 Northwestern. The Big Ten tournament is a sellout, and that's pleasing to Husker head coach Amy Williams, who said that they're used to having sellouts at Pinnacle Bank Arena and other places in the conference.
But to go to a conference tournament where that's not always the case, but to have that type of enthusiasm and excitement, to have it sold out for the first time, just really exciting for our players, really exciting for our entire conference.
Tomorrow's game with Nebraska playing will be on BTN. Fox Sports says Caitlin Clark's record-setting game for Iowa against Ohio State in women's basketball Sunday attracted more than 4 million TV viewers at its peak. It was the most-watched women's regular season basketball game since 1999. Average viewership was 3.39 million and reached a high of 4.42 million late in the second half. And the Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted 13-2 to form a union. The move has far-reaching implications for all of college sports, but there are many steps ahead. Depending on how the school handles the move, it could be years before players can be able to sit down and negotiate a collective bargaining agreement. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.